Hi, puppy. You can probably hear the water running, so you know that I'm in the tub. I spent some time this afternoon listening to some Gone Wild audios, and I was thinking about you. I was thinking... Well, you know what I was thinking. Thinking how nice and relaxing it would be to have you nearby, and I wouldn't feel anxious, and you wouldn't be upset. And if either of us were anxious or upset, we could just take that out on one another, so we didn't feel that way anymore. And I like feeling relaxed when I'm around you. I was thinking, you might need to relax too, puppy. You've had a really, really busy week, and it's not going to slow down. And now you have company, you have another birthday, you probably haven't even really caught up on work at all. So, I was imagining how I would relax you the next time you're here. And of course, I started with relaxing myself. And like I said, I'm in the bath. And the lights are off, but I have the door open, so there's some light. And I have a candle lit that smells like the beach. So... it's one of the candles I had. I had burning when you came over one time, and it was all good smelly and relaxed for you. So I think I would start with the same kind of atmosphere. Very relaxed and quiet. And then I would have some candles lit. And I would have a box beside the bed. About the size of a shoebox. And I could decorate it. And when you got there, I would have you lay down on the bed after you stripped, of course. So you'd be naked, except, of course, I would blindfold you. And I would tell you about this box beside the bed, how you're going to download all of your worries into it. You're going to pick up each worry in your mind. You're going to place it into the box, just like you're going to save it to a hard drive or a flash drive. You can have all the files later. But when you're done putting them in the box, I'm going to unplug you from those memories, from your worries, from all your to-dos that are left undone. And we're just going to let the box sit there. I'm going to put the lid on it. And you don't get to access those things while you're here with me. At least not tonight. You can have them in the morning. And then I thought about kissing you. How much I like kissing you. How you taste. How much I love licking your lips, kissing your neck, licking your ears. I love nibbling on your ears and tonguing you there, and making you smile and squirm. Maybe wearing a strap on. That I wouldn't get to that right away. You just You would just know that I was wearing it. That you would anticipate that sensation of me pushing into you. But I wouldn't do it for quite a while. I would just kiss you and touch you and move my hands all down your body. And you would feel my dick press into you part of the time, I'm sure. And leave your hands free. So you could grip me, feel my heart in your clothes. You could reach out and feel my cock. And probably bend your knees up and try to guide my cock towards your little boy pussy. But I wouldn't fuck you quite yet, puppy. I'd like to tease you a little bit. Make sure you know how much I've missed you. I'd like to stroke your heart cock. My pussy miss it right now. Even with the feel down inside me, I feel one of your dick. Rub my hands all over your tummy. Grab your hips. Feel your nice hip bones jutting out. And slide my hands lower and feel your inner thighs. And massage them with my little hands. I'd drag my hands downwards towards your knees. I massage that muscle right above your kneecaps. And I'd slide down onto your feet. I think you'd probably giggle and try and kick me. I'd rub your feet for just a little bit. Relax you just a little. You'd probably tense up actually because you're kind of ticklish. But I think you'd like it. And then I'd work my way back up. I'd put your feet over my shoulders. I wiggled my way up the bed. And then I'd kiss and lick the inside of your kneecaps towards the inside of your thighs. And then when I was nice and close, I'd lick your balls and suck them in my mouth one at a time. And then I'd push your knees up. Push your knees up so that I could kneel upright. Your knees would still be over my shoulders. I'd finger your asshole. You'd be moaning and begging me for more. But I'd finger you nice and slow. And just trace the rim of your asshole before pushing in. I finger you so slowly. Make sure your hold's nice and relaxed, baby. And stroke your cock with my other hand. Get you nice and firm. Okay, watch your balls tighten up a little. I feel a little bit looser. I'm going to line my cock up with your hole. I'm just pressing my back. You're just pressing a little bit so you can feel that pressure. And then right back up. You're probably begging for me to press in more. Open your hole up. I might stroke you while I was teasing you like this. I'd stroke you really, really lightly too. You'd probably beg for a little bit more of that. You're so dirty. I think you'd be begging for my cock more. I'm finally pushing. Just past the head of my field out so you could feel your asshole stretch. You could feel the head of my cock pop in. I'm going to wait for just a minute. I'm going to press just slightly forward, testing out how relaxed you are, seeing if you were ready yet. Moving your hands would be all over me. Grabbing my tits, trying to turn me on more, trying to get me to press into you. I would grab lower and grab my hips and try and pull me into you. I would eventually press very, very deeply. You'd have to let go of your cock. And I would put both hands on either side of you and lean forward. And you would probably have a really good grip on my tits. And then I'd be able to press in very gently and very smoothly. And I'd press in as far as I could. All the way into your asshole. And I could feel you gasp and moan. Oh, fuck. I would just fuck you that way. Just nice and smooth strokes. Fuck you really long and really deep. I know having the field out inside me wouldn't take too long for me to come either. Fuck. Getting you turned on turns me on so much. I'd be teasing you, driving you to the edge, and I'd really be struggling to keep myself back from that edge at the same time. I know you need my big dick, don't you? Fuck. Gonna take all your worries away for just a little bit. I'm gonna replace it with this big fucking cock in your ass. Fuck you so gently, so good. I can get some you straight to subspace. And you'd be telling me things, you'd be telling me how it felt, and where you needed it a little bit less, and you just needed a minute to get used to it. But I think mostly you would just be moaning, just like the first time I fingered you, first time I licked you. You had never moaned for me quite like that before. I think you loved it. I know, I love making you sound like that. Fuck. And I want to do that just as gently and sweetly, but with my big dick. Maybe I'd lean forward so I was pressed against you. I could kiss you and thrust into you. And I'd feel your cock pressing in between us. Oh, baby. I bet I could make you come that way. Yeah, if I just fucked you slowly and gently. I gave you just the lightest stimulation on your cock. And then finally I bent forward and pressed your cock in between us while I kept moving forward and fucking you in the ass. I bet that would be enough. Fucking come in between us and your hot cum shooting up in between our stomachs. Oh, baby, fuck. Oh, I need your cum just the same way I need my big dick inside you. I want to feel that warm seat on my stomach. I want to feel that would press into my clit just right. Every stroke I gave you, I grind deep into you. Hard. I'd grind slowly, but I would grind hard into you and get that pressure on my clit. Easy. Yeah. Fuck. Oh, fuck, baby. Oh, fuck, I love coming while I'm giving you a nice ticking. Yeah, I know you love it when I come that way too, baby. Oh, it feels so good. It feels so dirty to be inside you like that. Fuck, baby. Oh, yeah. Oh, you'd be a good little boy for me, wouldn't you? Yeah, you'd want to come for me. Oh, I know you'd be such a good little slut. Fuck, baby. Oh, fuck. Oh, this water feels really good on my clit. I have the feel that inside me right now. I have a big cock part of it fucking me. The water pours down on my clit. Fuck me. Oh god, I want to be so dirty with you. Oh fuck, I want to make you come. I bet you'd come for me, baby. Fuck yeah, you'd be a good boy. You'd moan for me. Tell me how much you will like my big dick in your ass. I will like hearing you beg for it. I know you would. It's not even a matter of you being a good boy, it's a matter of you being a dirty little slut. I know you want that big dick. Oh, fuck, baby. yeah. Fuck yeah, you like that big cock, don't you? You're gonna fucking come for me. You didn't come with your mistress's big dick in your ass. Come for me, baby, if you haven't already. I know you want to. Even if you don't want to, I want you to. Mm-hmm.